Self-compassion, 14 minutes. Allowing yourself to settle into your chair, taking a dignified but upright posture, allowing your head to rise gently toward the sky, allowing your feet to be firmly planted on the ground, noticing your body sitting in a chair, allowing the hands to rest on the legs, and taking a deep breath in, and allowing the eyes to close if that's comfortable as you exhale. Taking another big breath in, and allowing yourself to exhale. And taking a third big breath in, and allowing that breath to leave the body. Settling in to breathing as you usually breathe. Breathing in and breathing out. Noticing where you feel the sensation of each breath. Perhaps under your nose or in your belly. Under the collarbones, or in the expansion of the ribs, just noticing where you experience the breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Not trying to change the breath in any way, just breathing and noticing. Placing your hand upon your heart, if that is comfortable, or placing the hand so they are touching one another. Noticing the sensation of warmth from that hand. Nurturing the spirit and the body with the warmth of your hand. Caring for yourself in some way. Breathing in and breathing out. Bringing to mind now a situation recently where you were critical of yourself, where you were judgmental of your own thoughts or feelings or behaviors. A time that you were not overwhelmed, but were not pleased with how you had behaved or thought or felt. Allowing yourself to step back into that space. Not focusing on the event, but rather the feelings and the thoughts that you had. Noticing those feelings and thoughts. Without engaging with them or ruminating on them in any way, just noticing. And now, as you take a big breath in, breathing in kindness about that event. Breathing out judgment. And with each breath in, noticing that you are breathing in kindness, compassion, and love. Breathing in that which you need to be nourished. Focusing your attention on breathing in. Now shifting your attention to breathing out. Breathing out judgment. Breathing out criticism. Breathing out harshness. Breathing out that which does not nourish you. Focusing your attention on breathing out. And if at any point you find yourself going into a trance or a reverie of what happened and how you felt and why it was awful or unfair, coming back to the breath, breathing in that which you need, breathing out that which does not nourish you, breathing in kindness, breathing out judgment, breathing in compassion, breathing out criticism, breathing in acceptance, breathing out pain. Just breathing. And now calling to mind someone who is dear to you, someone who is suffering in some way. Taking a breath in for them, breathing out, sending kindness toward them, breathing in for them, breathing out compassion for them. Now, each breath being sent to nourish a loved one who is suffering in some way. Noticing the mind might step into thinking or planning, ruminating, or critiquing. And when that happens, again, pulling to mind your loved one. Just one person. If more than one person comes to mind, choose just one. Breathing in for them. Breathing out to send them what they need. Sending kindness. Sending acceptance, sending compassion, breathing in and breathing out. And now bringing these two practices together, breathing in for you, breathing out for your loved one, breathing in what you need, breathing out to send that to your loved one. Allowing this to be a practice that nourishes two people, you and someone you love. And sometimes you find you are in more need. And there's nothing wrong with that. So perhaps breathing in for you and breathing out for you and breathing in for you again. And now breathing out for your loved one. Noticing that as you nourish yourself, you nourish a loved one. Just noticing. On other days, you may find you have more to give, for your loved one is suffering. On those days, you might breathe in for you, breathe out for your loved one, breathe in for your loved one, breathe out for your loved one. Noticing that when you breathe for your loved one, you also nourish your own spirit. Breathing in and breathing out. Remembering if you are uncomfortable or distracted or bothered, bringing the breath back and focusing the mind on breathing in for you and breathing out for a loved one who is suffering. Breathing and noticing. Breathing in and breathing out. Now, taking a moment to acknowledge for yourself that you have devoted this time to the nourishment of your spirit and to the spirit of a loved one.